It's official. Electric scooters are taking over our cities. But did you know that the first electric scooters appeared on the streets over a century ago? Today, electric scooters are one of the best ways for commuters to get to the office without needing public transport. But these means of transport are also perfect for anyone who wants to enjoy a convenient lifestyle. And it's clear that scooters will continue to grow in popularity as they're also affordable. But let's find out a bit about the development of e-scooters. In the 1800s, the Industrial Revolution completely changed how people worked and lived. By the early to mid-1800s, steam trains were quickly becoming the new means of transport, taking over from the traditional horse and cart. Then another development came along, the velocipede. When pedals and a chain were added, this became the bicycle that we all know today. Then came kick scooters. And at the beginning of the 20th century, an inventor created a motorized scooter, the autoped. In many ways, it was similar to the electric scooters we are familiar with today, but it had some differences. For example, these first motorized scooters had their motor over the front wheel, and they were far heavier than the handy e-scooters we have now. In 1916, the inventor set up a factory in Long Island, New York, to manufacture the scooters and sell them for $100, which would be equivalent to $2,718 today. The device had a petrol engine, and the company believed that the autoped would revolutionize short trips. But it could not compete with motorized bikes and motorcycles, which were growing in popularity at the same time. And even these were overtaken by the development of the motor car, which offered a more convenient and flexible means of transport. However, the autoped had made its mark in history, and it paved the way for the modern electric scooter. While cars, electric bicycles, and motorbikes continued to develop, the motorized scooter was almost forgotten. Until the 1980s, when an American got a patent for his gas-driven scooter and launched a revival of interest and innovation in scooter technology. In 1991, the lithium-ion battery was invented.